Welcome to Turn the Volume Up. I'm your host, Susan Hay, and I'm here to guide you in living a soul-led life and to help you bring your business into alignment so you can embrace your peaceful profits era. This is a no gatekeeping activation portal where we merge the power of energetics with the predictability of rolling your sleeves up and working smarter. Each week, I'll bring you many trainings for scaling with less stress, along with elevated conversations on becoming the most magnetic you. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another episode of Turn the Volume Up. I have a smaller episode for you today, talking about just from the heart today, really. I wanted to drop in and record an episode about something that's just been on my heart, but also on my mind. And so much so that I had a conversation with a couple good friends last week about it. And really, the start of the conversation, and I'm just going to share the honest truth with you, because I have a feeling I'm not the only person that's sitting in this space right now. But it was ultimately a situation of me kind of expressing to a couple friends that I feel like content creation right now just feels harder than it's ever felt before. And I think, you know, I went on to share with my friends that like some of the things that I want to talk about, like after I've, you know, kind of work through my thoughts on it or even recorded an episode, I almost have a thought of like, is anybody going to care? Because it's not like a five-step pathway to launching a digital offer or, you know, how to 10X your income, which is a lot of the income, a lot of the content that I have put out in the past. And I said to my friends, I said, like, I just don't even know if it matters. Like, do people even care about what I want to talk about now? And one of my friends said, does it matter to you? And in that question, there was so much that came through for me where I was like, okay, yes, this does matter to me. I do believe that this is so important, but I'm getting caught up in the way that I used to approach content in the past. And one of my other friends said to me, she's like, I think what's going on here is you have gone through another transformation and you're not fully formed yet. And it's really hard to show up and create content when you don't feel fully formed yet. And as she said that, I was like, dot, dot, dot. And we are never fully formed. And so I wanted to share with you some thoughts on this today, because the truth is, I am coming through to the other side of another transformation and almost reinvention of myself. And I got to be honest, there may be some of you that'll be like, I don't know how you didn't see this coming, Susan. You just moved from, you know, the place that you had resided and built a life in for 24 years. You moved cross states, like across the United States. Like, how did you not see this coming? But I didn't. I really, truly thought that we were going to pick up the template of our life, which was in Colorado, and drop it down in a new state and have all of these benefits, like being close to family and my husband, you know, being in this job that he was, you know, has been very excited about growing in. And that's not what happened. Everything has been, you know, just a whirlwind of chaos, beautiful chaos, really ugly chaos, lots of tears, lots of being stretched. If you go back a few episodes, you'll see I talk about the messy middle of cross-country move, and I'm very open inside of that episode. But, and so I've been sitting in the space of like, okay, I'm almost ready to start creating content again and get back to my mission and my message. And what's so interesting about that is it is truly fueled by this desire to help people find alignment in their life and really be led back to their power. Like I believe that is my purpose, is to help people step into their power and remember who they are so that they can live the life of their dreams. And so it's, you know, creating content oftentimes is we're creating content because we're promoting some sort of paid offer. But the truth is, I really don't have anything that I'm promoting right now. I have a couple spots that I'm getting ready to open up for my mentorship, But outside of that, you know, I've got a retreat, but I'm not, it's not like I have, you know, something that I'm just like promoting and my content is to promote that. And so anyways, I'm digressing. The point is, are you also in a place where you're finding your voice again on the other side of big change? And if so, I want you to know a couple things that I've just been thinking through on this topic that I hope will help you crystallize that voice as much as possible. Number one is, I don't believe that we will ever fully be formed. I think that there is, much like the seasons, spring, summer, fall, winter, that there is a constant birth, death, and rebirth that's happening for all of us. And so that makes it really, really difficult for us to reach that point of feeling like finally formed. And I think that this just is a reminder to me that like the best way for us to find our voice is in the building the muscle. And so, you know, I was sitting on all of these episodes that I wanted to record. And it was funny because last week I sat down to look at the notes that I had drafted, and not one of the episodes that I had drafted 6 months ago was an episode that I wanted to record for you. I mean, it was very like business forward, and there is going to be that content here. I do love that content, but the way it was drafted, I was like, no, I do not want to record this. This is not my voice anymore. And so I pretty much just deleted it. Now, old me would have saved it. Well, you might want to come back to it, but I was like, nope, I don't want to come back to this. This isn't something that I want to come back to. And so I think a couple things that we need to keep in mind is, one, just know, you're never going to be fully formed. If you're waiting right now, if you're in the space of waiting to be ready to do XYZ, ready to launch a business, ready to make the career change, ready to leap into love, ready to scale your business. Ready is not a feeling that we arrive to someday. It is a choice. And so being fully formed, if you're also waiting to be fully formed and ready, it's also the same. Now, the other thought that I have around this is, I feel like we hold perfectionism too much in front of our face, and we expect that we have to have it all figured out to be able to show up and have a voice and be heard. And I think for me, one of the things that I've really been sitting with is, it's okay if I don't have it all figured out right now. It's okay if I record a podcast episode for you and it didn't feel fully aligned, or I didn't feel fully confident in my voice. It's okay for me to try on different tones of voices. It's okay for me to try out different words, different parts of language. It's okay for us to create and not know what's going to stick. And this, I feel like, is part of the process. This is part of being human. And I have to imagine, above all else, that as I am now about 4 or 5 episodes into recording again after not recording for about 3-4 months, I have to imagine that you, the listener, is going to appreciate this content so much more as well. And one of the things that I always wanted Turn the Volume Up to be was a place where you could see me building a business in real time, not just the highlight reel. And that's honestly one of the things that I really, really love about the podcast medium as a place for creation. Social media has become a place where the attention span is so small that it's hard to have conversations with depth over there. And so I love the podcast arena. It was easy for me to come back to this as a medium because we get to have the deeper conversations. I get to show you the real behind the scenes. I get to be honest about the things that I'm experiencing as well. And so I just want to speak encouragement out into the world to anybody else who's on the other side of big change, who's trying to find their voice, who's trying to attune to the person that they have become on the other side of big change. And I just want you to know, if it feels scary, it is. It is. Should you do it anyways? Yes, you should. And so am I. I'm going to keep showing up here. And what you're going to witness is the unfolding of my voice on the other side of big change. And I hope that it inspires you as you navigate life, love, business, career, and all the things that life holds for you. And so I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Turn the Volume Up. I'm so incredibly grateful for your support and for the downloads each week. I just have one favor to ask, and that is, if you haven't already left a 5-star review, would you please take 20 seconds to go leave that review for me? It really increases the rankings of the show and allows this content to get out to more people like you who are looking for these types of resources and tools. And as always, if you share this out on social media, please be sure to tag me. I always want to send some gratitude and love your way for all of the support.